See that come across here and go down and go back up.
How big was it? Could you tell?
Not too big.
How about the damage?
There's some houses and trailers on the other side of yonder messed up.
Let's take you to Tupelo, Mississippi now. ABC Scott Goldberg joins us. What's the scene there this morning, Scott?
Morning, guys. The sun's coming up on another relatively nice day here in Tupelo, which, of course, just gives us a great view of all the unfortunate devastation here. They've had a lot of businesses flattened. The governor said yesterday in this community of about 35,000 that 130 homes were damaged or destroyed here. Across Mississippi, about a dozen people died, and it looks, and the damage is really stark, but as bad as it is, they're saying, or at least there's a feeling that maybe it could have been worse, believe it or not. You think back to the tornado outbreak in Alabama almost exactly 3 years ago, it killed 250 people. So when you're talking about 30 people across the entire South this time, it is definitely a tragedy. It's terrible. There's a lot of destruction, and yet it may not be remembered in historic terms.
I'm kind of curious, you know, what kind of punch this storm has left? Where's it heading today?
Well, that's the thing, Greg. We've seen a lot of rain getting dumped on the Florida Panhandle this morning, a lot of flooding there, at least one reported death there. Up and down the East Coast, a lot of rain. I've heard reports from New York that it's a pretty miserable day there, not a destructive one by any means. So it remains to be seen how bad those floods will be in Florida. I don't anticipate that they're going to leave behind the same kind of devastation they did here in the South, but it's something to watch. The system is just hanging around.